Hello, welcome to our first Fish Talk, a call-in show about fish on the Kuskokwim. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Fish Talk is a new program on KYUK this summer. The goal is to connect you, our listeners, to the people making decisions about the fish you rely on. We'll talk to fishery managers, commission members, scientists, and fishermen, and you'll have the chance to call in with your questions and comments. And here to translate the show into Yupik is Mr. Peter Achek.
Unok darm duram si talisu kuyakluti ni tunetin mani tibuklika teram matum nakan kanakatas ni im spiti kala yuganti kuti kayaga yuganti kuti matmun kewa yukiman makuning nakan pitakaluting mani kuskopagmi una Mani chalito kaya Rose MacArthur chalito man na nutaka woka pikat kut mani KYU kami matumi kagmi watin spuchi watin ni chunil gani yugni mani chugni mag watin gato magut nakat pilkat ng kanna chiko kuchalito spuchi ap kau yung alu ki makut makunang nakneng chalitul kita alak kut ng supil pilak ket makut luto si may man ni chunil gani pikachi chalilu chaneng apit kang kupci wal kan kang kupci ni atok nera si kala tunak tuje yun kakakawa.
Thanks, Peter. Today on Fish Talk, we're going to talk about a new study that's using fish ear stones to trace where the fish are hatching and how that could affect where and when we fish. Joining me is the researcher leading the study, Dr. Sean Brennan, who's joining us from his office at the University of Washington. Hello, Sean.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
And join the conversation by calling in. If you're in Bethel, the number is 543-5985. If you're in the Villages or outside Bethel, call toll-free 1-800-995-8954 or email news at kyuk.org.
Talisa, huwag nakapagkonika ka na sa mga makunanak ng una nutakman na im tsukubikit may makunan ko im tiyutit kun tiyutat ng tigas ko ng apakit ng tama ko tigataw nasunas nakatigataw itkal kita natmun so ayatos kita matumung tawat nasun kitsi kat natmun ayat kit chalisu tama ko tatukuluki kaku waso ka kang wakpakonik naksut kapo tama kuni kayut ng tiyikot. Una so amakin University of Washington una Dr. Sean Brennan wanihilaga ka kutmani afisami ng amakin. Kudya kutwani ka sinik imilagas kani ko chalisu mani mamtrit kami kalga yukup chief wanih nampa 543-5985. Talis nunani wita kufci wasoka mamtrisk mini wit nris kufci una akilriya kalingo konik phone number 1-800-995-8954 or email kayo kubut news@kyuk.org.
So, Sean, the study you're doing has two parts. You're going to take water samples throughout the Kuskokwim River drainage, and then you're going to test those. You're going to test the chemistry of the water, and specifically, you're going to test for the amount of this trace element called strontium that rocks just naturally release into the river water. And then the second part of the study is that all the king salmon that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game catches in the Bethel test fishery, they're going to cut out the fish's ear stone. It's this small stone in the fish, similar to our inner ear bones. It's called an otolith. And then you're going to take those otoliths, cut them up, and match the strontium ions that you find in the fish otoliths to the water samples that you took along the river. And then you'll match them and determine where the fish hatched and then where the fish has been since. Is that a good summary?
Yes, that's a great summary. Essentially, what we're doing is mapping the chemistry that naturally occurs in each of the tributaries and main stem channels of the Kuskokwim watershed, and then using that information that we gather throughout the river, and then matching it to what we see in the ear stones of Chinook salmon that are returning to the Kuskokwim this year.
Amani kamong kansama im marunong ilang wat nga malgu ka talis makut ko makit mani kusko fagmi tamakut a tukubiktik kait kas makman na yuk ka talis o makut a makamayo kutsaga to kas a tamana tukubiluku talis o makut a chanang ilang kat Chalingato makuning ilang katra makamilo ni Chalisu Tlaskut Makut Chaling Anchitus kat maut kuikmon Chalis una aipa makut Tariak fitrato mani ukut Alaska Department of Fish and Game Pitaskit mani mamtritmi yani chukfetni Tamakun atoguluting kapitikot man im nakamil im chiutina watini chalisu tauna tulkat chukwiktikat chal tama kun nga tukuluting chukwiktikamuting man na kas mani takayakfit ayukutsit kas ayukutsit kato tama na takayakfiktikat chalis nani su im nani su ato pichsa tamana taring yumachika tamak sunatukuluting.
And we have our first caller. We have John Eric calling from Chifornik. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question for Dr. Brennan?
Yuktunta wakana chikko.
Ni chugam tken.
Okay. To chumuk kanchula kuma pichatu su kanakuma kitu chunga kya awani adulasni akutang taima yugu wa chattaru tshit kuskokfim nuksukht klaskhi Mandat kisu kutai masatai rotut. Makut nukat kya yum ila waksai chulak kai kui makhtiuki kui yum illoani khwasui makhti munani makhti kayagmi. Makut nukat ismut laulukut. Toi kuskofag miuni naksi nukalaraput. Toi makut kan lasut kung kuta kan kuta swakut ago nuta kayo kaya kuna si man na atulas kut kung kuta tulak kisyo kinumte yut ni awan siyukfani nagtatwato nagtamat swamu kimuhtay tamat sutin ko swakami kinaksikaluki Manis jadi nunam ni kah pak naka, unak nak suku kinak segelu kutuat nugman, mana kanska sewaktun pinaskan kah kita hujunga, makut nukat kah kanut cigat day ka, natunaya lashat, malis suki tawam, ang sulit ni kaya kanot kusungaya kay kung sa manan nagtang bakti ka tunak kayo akum kumiusu kung maniyo sunrilok man na yutsukut na sunrita ka kusuka na swa kanjula kuma wakansung kanjula kuma kaya unakanska kituh nga kus ko formulate taknik toy sangut kachi makuta gaq fit nak kai kus kok fim kus jogut sutjali toi nakhlaga chi hongul nakhlaga put ma tut kiu takat ki light ta nawakh suki ko khagn khat suki ning yawn nawakh suki bakhium light ki ta ma kum mit hongkuta sun riyum ilaga put nawal khangwata
This man from Chifornik, a village down along the coast, called in and said that if he's wrong with what he's about to say, you know, please correct me. But he's saying that the people of the Kashkokwim and the people of our people from around here have been fishing for aeons, you know, from time immemorial. And he's speaking from what he heard from his elders, from people before him, that the fish do take care of themselves. That that he's saying that for someone that came from down, not from around here, but coming in from somewhere else to regulate and to try to take care of the fish, you know, it's not right. And he mentioned also that there used to be a lot of fish on the rivers, you know, but now there's probably not as much as there used to be. And no one can tell where the fish go and where they are headed and where they're coming from. So in essence, he was saying that the fish are, well, we are all about taking care of our fish because they're our livelihood and that's what we survive on. He's talking about the people of the Kashkokwim. So, in short, that's and then they use the fish, you know, every kind of fish that is out there he uses, you know, that we catch, you know, for our livelihood and to survive on. So in short, that's what he said.
John, thanks for calling in with your question. Dr. Brennan, what's your response?
Yes, I fully appreciate the words that John shared with all of us, and have profound respect for those sentiments and for the history of fishing from the Kashkokwim people in the Kashkokwim area from time immemorial. You know, our purpose with this particular project is basically trying to fill the knowledge gaps that have basically arisen out of you know, the complex fact that there are multiple people and multiple stakeholders that are all trying to utilize the same resource, that which is the Chinook salmon of the Kashkokwim. And some of those knowledge gaps have to do with basically uncertainty that the fish that we catch throughout the run, what parts of the watershed did those fish come from, and any given year, which parts of the watershed were producing most of the fish, and how that varies through time. And that those types of insights, being able to unravel that to determine which parts of the watershed produce a certain amount of fish versus other parts of the watershed, help management and research that is really focused and aiming at conserving the resource for future generations and for future fisheries. From our perspective, from my perspective as a researcher, you know, our goal is just to fill those knowledge gaps and provide a tool or a framework to be able to assess which parts of the watershed are most productive any given year, how that may change, and then given that this is a complex resource that many folks are sharing, How could you structure the harvest of those fish in a way that basically provides enough for every stakeholder that's involved? So that's the 10,000-foot view of generally what we're trying to do. It's an uncertain process. Of course, it's true that the fish are in the process. The fish are probably the most certain out of anybody involved, and I would agree that the fish know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing a very good job at it.
Kuyana, Sean, and to translate briefly what you said, the main points, you know, ma aguna kiwakawa kuyavakluka uchibu mga chana kama kinsafakana mga kayaga utak manna kukutlaet wanikwane ika manna watan chukubitka mgtun manna magut nakatay tal taytulrit mawta tamana ho taring mnya taring of taring naksuku pingi akut mai chalisu magut atuhtat magut nakat mawti tratulrit amsangata chalisu nasu kait amsangtuku nasu kait chaning magunang nakit kas pitus kitok tamakut naslit kok ta tamakut kok pitkaluki pitkaluki taring nakluki ma chukvika chalisu nakin natmunaya gatul kat kawab natmunik na yak tul kat koksak tul kat natmun tamakut taring lok taring nakum yok luki chalisa nalit kuigata nak tamav tayan rusrit na litun kuiganun chalis tamaku taring kumt kinutan tan chivok sibut kingu la putra tamaku ta nangut nating naklakat ng makun ng atu tukum ng mai tamaku ta tukchikait chalisu makuta tau taring mlok naklukir to kanviyalun piyuka makut nakat nasu niluki kas pitul sa chalisu nakatuko ka sa itagom nutan kansat kunchan tama ko tsmukling chikut nakatiga tao natmun ayagawik tu kumakna ayak chikut chalisu sa ito tao kiyim gato nasu nakito tama atum natmun naglaktakating.
You're listening to Fish Talk, a call-in show about fish on the Kuskokwim. Join the conversation if you're in Bethel by calling 543-5985. If you're outside Bethel, call toll-free at 1-800-995-8954 or send an email to news@kyuk.org. We're talking with Dr. Sean Brennan. So, Dr. Brennan, you've done this study a few years along the Neshagak River that flows into Bristol Bay, and then also along the Yukon River. You're bringing it to the Kuskokwim for the first time. So if we can determine where the king salmon are hatching, then how can that affect how we fish?
I guess the first obvious example would be as the Chinook salmon come back into the Kuskokwim each year, there's an early part of the run, there's the peak of the run, and then there's the late part of the run. And, in general, we would fish over the course of that run. And if the fish that come in earlier or later are bound for different parts of the watershed, then you would want to put effort or fishing effort along over the course of the run that is proportional so that you don't overfish, say, downriver stocks versus the upriver stocks. But being able to actually put a system in place that is able to effectively execute that involves being able to determine the fish that you catch, where they are ultimately bound for to spawn and repopulate the next generation. And so these tracers that are naturally occurring in the watershed that are coming from the rocks and the rivers that carve through those rocks and soils they get picked up by the fish when they hatch out of the gravel. And so this provides us a way to figure out whether, you know, early on in the run, middle of the run, or later in the run, if each of those portions of the run are all going back to one particular spot, several spots, or are distributed more or less evenly across the watershed at any particular time slice in the run.
Ima chalapakta nani makut takayak fitikato nani nani hokikinit dot nani hoka pucht dot tau kiukwat nigato mai tamana chovriniluku chalisu wat nakuninga nakningato takayak fagin tamakut unakting ima chiutatawatini tiraskut nani hok tiraskuning kanakaluni amchali tamak makat tiras. Tiras ko tiga tama kumun makumun ayato at tama kuning ko tari tawat ng tari ngit tuit nani nakin nga tao kingo ng kskit nani isu ikin iskit tama ko sali isu im chibuksik man na takayak fatkit kakaka ta na tama ko ta nasun natmun ayaskit ka to nasun tama na chukubik ka chalisho amsakya kata chalis ima nakitki takata kato tama na chultama at nitaki ingo vyaka uluko. Natmun ko kaya agaskit, natmun kuigino na kaya agaskit na nikiniyak skit tama na may chukubik kat. Tama na kukpit kluko watin im kubyasi wato chikingula patikato nakakluki may tama kuning wat taring akaming taring uvya akaming natmunayas kit chanisu kani wasuka im tama kut kas kaku kuvyas kaput tama na ako ulak tas ka tama tawat nuk ikayok chika takut king ulap tukata kuvya yumas kat ng chali natmugato ay kitamana nasun rivya kayuka ta tamana ika yut mohkangun matung taring kans katnun makuni nakning.
Thanks, Peter. And we have a caller on the line. We have Wasily calling from Napaskiak. Hi, Wasily.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your question for Dr. Brennan?
Yeah, my question is, from the beginning, did I heard it right, of a strontium release, mention it?
Mm-hmm.
And would this originate from Fukushima?
Can you repeat that? Oh, is it coming from Fukushima?
Yeah.
Dr. Brennan, I'll let you take that.
No, the strontium that we're using and that is in the rivers and incorporated into the fish is not from Fukushima. It's strontium is a naturally occurring trace element, trace meaning that it's in low abundances on Earth, and it is just naturally occurring in Earth materials like rocks and waters, in our own bones, in fish's bones, in their blood, in our blood. There is a radioactive form of strontium, but that is not what we measure or what we focus on, and it is not. That was primarily due to the atomic bomb testings that were done in the 20th century. But that is not what we use. This is just a naturally occurring form of strontium that is in rocks and gets released into the water.
Yeah, and are you able to detect a strontium 90?
No, we would not detect strontium 90.
All right, then that would be all, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wasily. Peter?
Aguma na paskermim waslim apiuti makut nani tamana taman tukvik kita tau nak ni kita tau pilka tamak ni kuka Japan nama watin kata untuk pilka ni tamatum piuk loko no tawat ni pin tamak kini nak ni itu tagom kuikamang nani kene pilka ni tamat tamana kuikamang tamak tamat kan unak kat wasuka tamani tamana kuk awit nun wasuka kemrit nun tamakut nak nun tamani pihting lekan nun tutuk teras kunun tamakut mukhmanan cilgit nak nun lut kitut tut kain itu ngato tamani tutuk pihting tut tamakut tamakin kuk kiyun kuk tut tamana
So, Dr. Brennan, as I understand, these fish populations, where they're hatching every year, it's not the same year after year after year. So how much of this study will you have to do, will you have to collect before managers, fishery managers, can use it to decide where and when people are fishing?
Well, I guess an important distinction there is that fish are very good at homing back to wherever they originated from. So each year to each particular creek or reach of a river, fish are coming back and they're spawning. What varies year to year is how many fish come back to any particular spot. Some years one creek might be very abundant. There will be a lot of fish that are produced out of that particular creek and then come back. But other years, say the next year, it could drop off significantly. But adjacent to that particular river is another tributary that during that period where the first river is not producing a lot of fish, the adjacent river might produce a bunch of fish. So the variability occurs in the system in terms of the amount of fish that are produced out of any particular tributary. And so because that's occurring, it's an important dynamic to be able to parse out for any given year. And so that's what this project is doing. We're only doing it for 1 year right now because this particular project is primarily focused on building the map of the Kuskokwim watershed with respect to this chemical tracer. And once that is built, then we can, for multiple years, for each year, reconstruct how many fish are produced in each of these different regions or sometimes particular tributaries. So in terms of how that works out and is becomes useful to managers, it depends on the question. If the question is, do different stocks come in first? Is the early part of the run composed consistently of upriver stocks and the latter part of the run composed of different potentially downriver stocks? That type of information we may be able to glean from the first year of data, but because salmon ecosystems in their productivity are characterized by these fluctuations at multiple scales in terms of the age of the fish or the particular part of the watershed that a fish is produced out of, it's hard to glean definitive insight off of just 1 year of data. So the value of this really comes from once you get the map in place or any particular tracer that tries to do a similar thing. Once you get it in place to characterize how that might change over multiple years. And so our goal is to get the framework in place to do so and to do the first year of data. So it's hard to say exactly how many years you would need to do this, but 1 year gives you good insight, 2 years gives you better insight, 10 years gives you much, much better insight. So I'll leave it there.
Yes. Watin kiwa ka upta watin ha kayutuni halhakuna to makuta chokovikatlsi mani kayutuni halhakuni mana atokuyunga piti katku chalisu makuta naklekutigata mana atokuyumatskat nta mana chukubitskit watin kiuga watin huka makut nakat nasun nakitut natmun ayagkating natmun gatig ayastin nasun nakita tawam watin chali laluk алхаккуакын хукка амааллаақкуакын лу ватн аюқсуитат хуралхаккуакын талиллу макут иллини хукка им амсхалутин неқит қиптуттута а им ал аюқфкнаат иллини амсхақлунг иллин тиккэрхуарлутин талиллу май аттаучми халхакуми май манна чугвигаатаггаат на чугвигинарлуку питаатиккамутин май пигаатаггаат аманаахуу чугвилхэмутхун макутхун тарингэлхэмутхун нат фэкаппик натмун аяатулхат чалииллу накэн куигэнин кингуунэккэлхат амана тарингэкаанэртиккаат таманаахуу макуунуна нэклэртнун аторуюгатиэккатгатав тамаана ватнэллини ватн ткитгаагаагаат хумакутариарфит натмун хугаяаттуат салииллу пагагарпанун хугаяаттуут та тамаан ткитгаагаалгит мат ми куигми салииллу салииллуоқ имма кал алхакунгэлритнин макут наллун икаайутгутиг тамаатум натмун саяалхи чалииллу тамаакунгаатогулутингуаттау тарингмлоортиг тарииккаанертиккатгату тамаана.
And you're listening to Fish Talk, a call-in show about fish on the Kuskokwim. Join the conversation by calling if you're in Bethel, 543-5985. If you're outside Bethel, call toll-free 1-800-995-8954 or email news@kyuk.org. We have Henry on the line. Henry calling from at Mouthluck. Hi, Henry. And you have a question for Dr. Brennan?
Takwam tamakut na ngolri tak kakaluk yasakum sa tawtim witak suki pilako ng asila kay unakot ay pakwa paluktat saputay awakaluki na kayo kustiya sa kaluki saputay kaluki kuwit isaniwi kilasit saputay kaluki pilako ng мэктам хатасулаққартут маатан маттумнарсини палоқтат тапут тайтам хлэллэрит куитсоорниттоот маани сакуллуми тапут тайт куитсоорни амсхтут эсэнэ тилэрхитсап суки эсэнақамсу анстигатарлутин мэктагуамуллақан нуттананнарлут Maisu ashavni tamakun knaqin naqshit samnanik samnat qoxtulgit maabu tamshu tashavni taqyaqfit qavit naqtoy qatiyat uret samnatotin tang taulut ngamshaktuk maani piyushkmukhni Kuisi tamakut kangari chapuuttai saluki. Naakissuut kuu tamakut aukua saluki ashakuumi ettautimi. Atri vuhtiukin
Kuyana Henry, Kuyana Tanto Carl Henry Tikin from Atmotok got a few concerns and information. He's one of our elders of the area and very vocal elder he is, you know, for just about any subject that we confronts our people. So he's a very respected man. He's talking about the fish going up to where they spawn. And that they you know they've been doing that for eons, you know, since time immemorial. He talks also about the sport fishers that fish near where the fish are going to be spawning, and that they before the fish deposit their eggs, you know, wherever they go to, you know, there should be absolutely no fishing along those rivers, and that maybe if they also put a stop to that every now and then, you know, you're going to see a lot more fish increase from those rivers and spawning grounds, spawning rivers. And he also is talking about the beaver dams that plug up the rivers where the fish used to go to spawn. Says if you destroy these ponds or these dams, there will be more fish that will be going up these rivers to where they used to be. And then he said also that the beaver dams, you know, traps the fish that, you know, fish in these, you know, above the dams, and you know that that should be going out to, you know, to the ocean. But before they do, the dams are also a problem. if you destroy the dams, then you know there will be more fish in that in those areas. So, and you know, he's also mentioned that before people started counting the fish, there used to be a whole lot of fish in these areas. You know and that he also said that we do not play with the fish. We only get what we need, and then we stop fishing, you know, as soon as we get enough. So he had a lot of good points, you know, but he just one of his concerns about the beavers, you know, is that creating those dams along those rivers where fish would have gone to go spawn, and you know, a lot of fish would hatch. So those were some of his main points that he brought.
Dr. Brennan, can you address this concern of beaver dams blocking fish ways?
Well, I guess I can partially, but not fully. What's interesting about that is that in places like Oregon and Washington, one of the strategies to basically restore the habitats of the troubled salmon populations down here is actually allowing beavers do what they do, which is dam up rivers and make the habitat essentially more complex. So I guess it's a different situation up there, but one of the things that we've appreciated over the last couple decades is the fact that ecosystems, salmon ecosystems, really thrive when they are complex, when all of the different components that compose the ecosystem are participating and are functioning, and that the system itself is characterized by a lot of complexity. And I guess with the example of Oregon and Washington, you know, the beavers disrupt the flow of rivers, but by disrupting the flow of rivers, they make different types of habitats that are available for rearing salmon, the young salmon before they migrate to the ocean. So I don't know of studies in the Kuskokwim that have actually studied whether or not the beaver dams and the presence of beavers is negatively or positively affecting the salmon populations there. But I just pointed out to kind of give some context in terms of, you know, the beaver is a natural part of the system, and their activities tend to make different types of habitats that are unique and may themselves provide viable habitat. That being said, I don't know of studies that have actually gone in and determined if they are negatively affecting salmon, but in other regions of the world, it wouldn't ultimately point the finger at the beavers are negatively affecting the fish. In some cases, they tend to provide good habitat for fish.
Awani hukka Oregon na misalit Washington na may tamako chal kanat kutus kait chal tagom huk watin slight makut nakit gato tam im sumkhnang ki tuktus khut tamani wasoka wat mkhni im sumkhnang gato nani kukhlakating wasokikin lakating Nani tamana slat sumknungoto tamana kituktuskat. Tali suk my kanktukwatn nasu naknuluku my mat ma nigato makut paluktat mana nakatigato kufiktuskitamakut kuigat patulhitaman hukasitukwalluqa qallayuqap imma churviqsaitatkhuqmani awatumtni tamakuta paluqtat im aarulerfiktulhitamana chaliluqwan qanqtuqa illeni khuqtamakut patuq paluqtatgatumani awatumtni witalqitamakut al aipagni illati kayutunaqluki pitwatn na ай пагни асаанун куигнун уаллуга аимма нани хурсхтулхатгаатта тамаана им чангаакни канаакито канхлуах тухтагом налуунилуки ванехпак.
Dr. Brennan, so when people get their king salmon that's coming from the Bethel test fishery this summer, it'll have the ear stone, the otolith, taken out of its head. So when people are pick up their king salmon, what's it going to look like?
It will most likely look like a triangle of the top part of the head has been cut away, so that we expose the top part of the brain cavity in order to reach the otolith.
And just a heads up to everyone, those fish will be delivered by ONC.
What napta kaltnuktamakuta chuvitnkatayuktikat what nkiuka Makut kunkita im naskhatawat kangitni taman tawani taun kupluku kuptatangchikuk tamana naskut chogwitkit kuptatangchikuta. I had a question regarding that, maybe a clarification required, you know, on that fish. A part that you take away that's going to be visible, or is there going to be some bleeding on that, or what does that do to the fish?
Yes, it'll, depending on the size of the fish, it'll look like a chunk of the fish's head is gone, has been cut away. So it's usually about about the half the size of your fist. Maybe smaller, maybe a quarter size of your fist.
Oh, that's an enormous part of the fish. And that sounds pretty big. So now there's some bleeding on that fish?
Bleeding in terms of...
like the blood coming out of the fish then?
It's usually not... it is usually not bloody, no.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I know some people will be asking about how big it was, and then if there was blood involved. Im apkhakatamana chugvirakata kaisang tatachitka chalisu ang ochtankha im angurasin nirunahuka unatfutuka ay pagni im mawatin unatin patuku tamhuka ay pagni tamay Afghanan. Afghanan unatvata ang tatachikuk chal im auklikingachunakut.
We have another caller on the line. I think we have time for just one more. David calling from Tuluksak. Hi, David.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's your question for Dr. Brennan?
You pick name to children. I was talking Yupik, I'll talk more better in Yupik, and that guy will explain. Tan Rahuluhanamnik, upriver Tuluksak, Pagravata Takamalis Tishok. There should be Yahukanamnik, Ayazaksapikna, fish work. Now, Pilegan. Nakalitos hot pocket. Pakam nakoni coal mine duck. Ingran. Pull the rum town nakoni fish work
David, thank you for calling. We just have a couple minutes. Peter, can you summarize?
David from Tuluksak calling. Since his childhood, you know, he used to go with his dad up the river, and even before the fish weir was built up there in the river in Tuluksak, and there used to be a lot of fish then. Now, and before that gold mine, there used to be a whole lot of fish in that area. He's also mentioned that true, the beaver dams do affect the fish before, you know, from going where they used to go to deposit their eggs and to spawn. And also during September, when the fish weir is, you know, fish weir people go home and pull up and go home, you know, they don't see a whole lot of fish going up through, you know, above where the fish weir was, you know. And in the end, he kind of mentioned that, you know, it's because of the money, you know, all of this is happening, and they're not really giving too much thought to our next generation.
Dr. Brennan, are you able to respond to those concerns?
I guess those types of scenarios with a mine going into a particular region or a beaver dam, that permanent beaver dam, more or less permanent beaver dam that comes in and significantly changes the river so that fish can't get up to what was viable habitat. You know, both of those situations, you know, affect the productivity of the Tuluksuk as an example here. You know, what's interesting about salmon is they are very resilient animals, and they're able to for lack of better words, absorb those types of abrupt changes that occur to a certain extent. So one thing that usually helps me is the fact that salmon are a resilient animal and can absorb perturbations like that. But at the same time, those can be very significant, and methods like the one that we're trying to develop here in some cases and in some regions allow us to be able to track how those production patterns might change in that particular tributary. You know, if a mine were to go in, or if a mine is in and is now being restored or rehabilitated, to see how the production might change when salmon go in there. So I feel like there's little doubt that those types of occurrences in the watershed affect salmon production and salmon productivity. And the tricky part about managing the resource is that salmon themselves are responding to such changes, and it's an inherently hard problem to try and suss out when you're managing a complex fishery where all of the different tributaries are producing fish, and that production is usually asynchronous through time. It's some tributaries are doing really well, some tributaries are doing poorly, and if you go in and perturb any one particular tributary, how does the rest of the watershed or the system as a whole respond to that type of situation? And methods like the one that we're hoping to build in the Kuskokwim and other useful methodologies, similar methodologies, are ways to kind of tease some of that out. And so I guess that's not a particularly satisfactory answer to the question, but I think the question is a hard one in and of itself. So
makuta paloktat pilhit watn arulartaqamtku watn ilun khurtamana qall makutnaqit ayagvikkatigato tamanaqtuttut chalilu tagum chalilaluku makutnaqit llumugnankituqtsugngotkhu watn chaimna chaimna ayagaviktuk mukhnun paqan tamana khuq ta qaitn khuq llumkhlan kituqtut tino tamana apqalqa chalil manna chugviltinga taw matmi alkhakumi watn tamakunng tariingaviarnayuktutin piut chalil ikayut khuchi qukhuq tamana litlhatta makunga ta neqit qall qaitnugattaw ki kamaknagatu imma taring tiqut im illatku kuigat asiqlutin pittuta tamana chultang viernaluku mai pet kusqufimawatini.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Brennan, for joining us today. Mr. Peter Achek, thank you also for translating. You've been listening to Fish Talk, a call-in show about fish on the Kuskokwim. We're going to try to do this every week. Let us know what you think at news@kyuk.org. Once again, both of you, thank you. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Take care, have a good day, and happy fishing.
Nakting pichikaluta. Kuyana chaknak chalaguna Dr. Sean Brennan akwa kujya. I khnkchi naktuji.